It is really interesting to see the first news memories that you guys remember, two of which I'm going to bring up in a minute because they weren't the biggest ones, but I'm trying to remember how one of them went, but I remember bits and pieces of them. But I'm going to go through a couple of these texts. Now, we were talking about a bath pillow, which then turned into Whitney Houston drowning.
And I asked Jason if that was one of his first news memories, was does he remember Whitney Houston dying? I didn't realize it was 12 years ago.
Are you right? He was seven. I had no idea, you know?
He didn't remember.
No.
But he did remember something else that year that was really important. He remembered Sandy Hook. And I said, that's a good one. Meaning
It's a strong memory. Now, there's a bunch of people that remember this. And it's interesting because they're attaching how old they were with this. So 0856 says, good everyone, I remember Elvis dying.
Whoa.
My first biggest news memory, my mom was such an Elvis fan. We were glued to TV. They were 10 years old. He died in 77. I actually had to look it up. I thought it was 80, but it was 77. But 80 was John Lennon.
That is really kind of a cool memory, as weird as that sounds, because I imagine, you know, that they're really playing lots of his songs. And okay, I keep thinking of, if you were on the radio, then you would play all the songs. Because when Michael died, remember we played Michael's songs?
All of it. Prince.
Like all day long.
Yeah, Prince passed. We did that. Now, I have a question on 8732. They said, good everyone, I remember the landing on the moon. Was that the first one or the ones that went into the 70s?
I don't know. You'll have to clarify.
It will change the dynamic of your age.
Yep. Let's see. My earliest big memory was baby Jessica in the well in Texas.
I remember that too.
0206. Let's see. A couple said the Challenger exploding, which I think happened in 86.
By the way, 9182 was 6. They were watching it live in school. I remember that too. I was walking down the hall in my early years of middle school. I think my first year, and I was coming back from the bathroom, and the principal came on and announced it overhead.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That's so weird too. 12-7. See, okay, would that happen nowadays, guys?
About the prince? I don't know.
I don't know if that would really be something, like, what would the principal break in for? Because everything is so in our hands now.
That's true.
I don't know if a principal would break in unless it was something like a 9/11.
Or it would be the after effect. Like we'd all be knowing and hearing about it. And the principal would come on and say, as you may or may not have heard. But that's age dependent too. Like you don't want to be doing that in the young elementary school. Like we have another 9/11 or something. Right. You know, they don't need to know that right then.
So then 1277, mine was Michael Jackson's case with the kids in his house. That had to be the 90s.
Yes, it was. Okay. Earlier 90s. Now, do you remember Aaliyah? Her plane went down, I think?
Yes.
No, it was a car crash.
No, I thought Aaliyah's was a plane.
Okay, then what was TLC's? T-Boss, was it? Hold on. The plane?
It was Left Eye that died.
Left Eye. T Left Eye.
How did Aaliyah die? I think...
Was it a car crash or was it the plane?
They were around each other.
They were.
Okay, so Aaliyah was killed in an airplane. Left Eye Lopez from TLC was killed in a car.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
There
I remember
go.
Both of those in the 90s, I believe.
And very close to each other. By the way, died at the age of 22.
Oh, I remember that. That was a big thing at the time. It was like, wow, what a loss because she had so much in front of her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it could go on for hours. Honestly, the remembering of stuff.
Yeah. And then, Left Eye died in an automobile accident in Honduras, her spokesperson said.
That's what it was. Mm-hmm. I remember that too. Wow.
This would be the most embarrassing thing. This mom was sending out e-vites for her kid's birthday. Here's what happened.
I just made an Evite for my daughter's first birthday party. And on Evite, it says import contacts. And I thought it meant import to select through. No, it imported all 487 of my contacts and invited them to this birthday party. Not only did it invite my boss, all of my coworkers, all of the people that have ever been stored in my phone, but it sent an invitation based off of how they're stored in my phone. And I want you to just take a second and think about everyone stored in your phone and how they're stored in your phone. And then imagine them receiving an invitation.
No.
Derek Irol, he received an invitation. Jess hit her car in parking lot.
I would have lazy left eye Larry. Like,
And that's how it showed up on their invitation.
Yes, exactly. Now they know how she really feels about
that. And how she remembers that.
Yes. Oh, this is the worst.
Oh, that
especially
is awful.
Like, what if, okay, here's another one. What if you don't remember somebody's name and you're just like, blonde, forget her name or something? So now you know I'm the blonde.
I don't remember your name.
Right. Now
Little
you,
Willy Will. Right.